How does DMARC prevent vendor email compromise? Vendor email compromise, VEC, is a sophisticated cyber attack targeting the communication links between businesses and their vendors. Unlike typical business email compromise, BEC schemes that attack organizations directly, VEC exploits trusted vendor relationships. Attackers either hack genuine vendor accounts or spoof domains to send deceptive emails, often requesting payment changes or sharing fraudulent invoices. Because these emails appear authentic, recipients are more likely to comply, leading to financial losses, operational disruptions, and damaged business relationships. The consequences of VEC extend beyond monetary loss. If a vendor's domain is used in an attack, their reputation suffers, customer trust erodes, and they may even face legal repercussions for inadequate email security. Traditional defenses like spam filters and antivirus tools fail against VEC because these emails typically lack suspicious links or attachments. Instead, they rely on subtle deception and trust manipulation, bypassing conventional security checks. To counter this, businesses need advanced authentication protocols like DMARC, domain-based message authentication, reporting, and conformance, which ensures only authorized servers can send emails on behalf of a domain. DMARC works by validating SPF Sender Policy Framework and DKIM Domain Keys, Identified Mail, Records. If an email fails both, it can be blocked or quarantined, effectively stopping spoofing-based VEC attacks before they reach the inbox. DMARC cannot prevent attacks from compromised vendor accounts since such emails originate from legitimate servers. Organizations must adopt a layered defense strategy. Implement SPFDKIM and DMARC for strong domain authentication. Conduct regular vendor risk assessments to ensure partners maintain robust security. Use email monitoring and SIEM tools to detect unusual activity early. By combining authentication, vigilant monitoring, and vendor oversight, businesses can significantly reduce the risks and repercussions of vendor email compromise.